All right, are we clear on that now, Philly? I don't want to have to rush off. I don't have to rush off. Just want to make sure that we're clear on that is not the gospel of salvation, though. The gospel of God is a preliminary. It's a foundational verse. It qualifies Jesus to become our sin and die for our sins on the cross. So that's what the gospel of God is. That's why he preached it in the synagogues, because that's the very thing that Israel had missed, had failed to believe that he was the Messiah, risen from the dead. And so he preached that, and those that did believe it had fulfilled all the things they needed to. They were either had been called into circumcision before, or else they were being called in as part of the small part of Israel that believed and were the remnant according to the election or choice of grace coming into the body of Christ. There was a switchover, you know. It was Israel was diminishing, and the scriptures were being inspired to Paul, as well as to the body of Christ prophets that had the duty to acknowledge that what Paul wrote were the commands of God, of Christ. So they had to listen to the Spirit within them, because Paul was receiving these, what to write in these epistles, and it was newly inspired scripture. What you open your Bible and read in Romans through Philemon is what he was receiving, and I believe that's why he said, there was an order in the way it was delivered. The scripture, the newly inspired scripture, was Christ to Paul, and also the Bible tells us that the prophets had knowledge of all mysteries, so they acknowledged it, and so it came to Christ, to Paul, to the body of Christ prophets, to the men in the assembly, and from the men to the women in the assembly. That was just the order that God did it, and then from them to children. And so when he says, I urge not the women to speak in the assembly, that's jumping a spot in the order that things came down. And they didn't have anything to say. I mean, the revelation came to Paul and to the body of Christ prophets, and then to the men. Now, if the women try and say what wasn't told them by the men yet, there's a gap there, and there's room for heresy, for false teachings, etc. So that was, I believe, why Paul said, I forget the wording, but I urge that women not speak in the church. I don't think he's saying you got to put a zipper on your mouth and not talk. He's saying, you don't have anything to say. It hasn't been delivered to you yet. It came through Paul to the body of Christ prophets, to the men. Find out from your husbands at home. And then it says they'll be saved through childbearing. Saved from what? Not saved from hell. Saved from not speaking the newly inspired scriptures. They listen to their husbands, receive it, and they, through childbearing, they teach their children. And the younger women in the assembly, it says. So, all right, well, we're halfway through this study on the Greeks, and then after that we'll explain some of the, in more detail, some of the duty, some of the reason for the Jews and the Greeks, what was important about them, according to the scriptures. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and start closing it down. If I see another question, I'll start. Let's see. For our sins is in the gospel of Christ that Paul preached for salvation. That's right, yeah. Mentioned 11 times in the Bible, as opposed to one time that it was sent to all the gospel, the grace of God sent to all people. The gospel of Christ has the salvation message by saying, for our sins. That's right. People omit that part, and that's the very part that saves us. Christ died, was buried, and rose again. That doesn't have the salvation message in it, does it? It's that he died for our sins. He became sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Not trusting. That would be like, we should play that E.C. Moore series. I'm forgetting the name now. What is it? Unsaved Believers. Unsaved Believers. They're believing something, but just not the gospel of salvation. Not really trusting in it, yeah. Oh, there we go. That's it. Lost Believers. Unsaved, lost. But the name, the title they gave it was Lost Believers. You're right.